4:45 to play. The Bombers looking at a 4th and 10 from the 44 of Sylvan Hills. To 26, the Bears with the lead. Let's see what Mountain Home does here. On 4th and 10, Alonzo and Williams are the two wideouts. Swartz in the slot to the right side. And the play action. Looking long, right sideline, incomplete.
That just three verticals Boston right there.
Pass intended for Kane Williams, incomplete. Results in a turnover on downs.
We just don't have the speed to get separation from the defensive backs. We just don't. I mean, that's just the way it is. It is what it is.
So the Bears will take over at their own 44-yard line with 4:40 to play, and Bombers just one timeout left. Bombers are up 26-25. Sylvan Hills drives down the field, scores a touchdown to take the lead. Then they recover an onside kick, and they wind up scoring again. And that one-point lead all of a sudden changed into a 14-point deficit real fast. Here's Jackson with a handoff. He'll find his way out to the 48 with a pickup of four. It wasn't Jackson. It was Seth Taylor who's in it, that running back position. Second and six now for Sylvan Hills. And the give is to Taylor once again.
Not bad right there. Just
he's going to wind up with a three-yard gain to the 49 of Mountain Home. Under 4 minutes to play. Bombers down 14.
You know, one thing I've noticed, Colt Peters was a young man that got hit with a swing by number 10 and got ejected while going. The last two plays, there's been a wide out come looking for him across the middle. He better keep his head on a swivel. Don't turn you back because there's somebody looking for you.
Third down and about three here for the Bears. And another running back into the ball game now for the Bears, and he has a first down run inside the 40.
Chris Thomas on the carry.
Chris Thomas, a 5'10", 200-pound junior in the ball game.
Well, it must be nice just to run those different running backs out there like that.
Big
and strong and fast.
Uh-huh.
That is the Sylvan Hills Bears first down.
That's the 18th first down of the night for the Bears. Bombers have 22 on the night. Well, we certainly did not expect an offensive explosion like we've seen out of these teams tonight. Ball kept this time by the quarterback McCoy. Spins out of a tackle, and now he's pulling tacklers with him.
We got
the
30.
The Bombers come with the football. Mountain Home has the football and the return out to the 45-yard line. It's a turnover. Mountain Home comes up with it, and on the far sideline, that is Vin Lee with the football.
Ball recovered by number 39.
They take it away from the quarterback McCoy.
I think they took it away. He was in one of those scrums. I think he just took the ball away from him.
So the Bombers have it at their own 45-yard line with 2:57 to go.
Bombers take over.
First turnover of the night by the Bears. Each team with one turnover now. Bombers with two receivers on the near side. Play action. They're going to throw a little hitch to the running back, Hershberger, and it's incomplete.
You can see he took his eyes off the ball, looked downfield just for a split second.
That brings up second down.
And you see that happen so many times, but just take your eyes off that football. It's tough to catch it.
2:51 left to play. The Bombers down 14. Trying to take advantage of this turnover. They're working from the far hash. Two receivers to that short side of the field. Play action again across the middle, and it's going to be caught. First down at the 35 of the Bears. Making the catch for Mountain Home that time is Jose Alonzo.
Dawson Tabor's pass complete to number 20, Jose Alonso.
A 20-yard pass play.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's another Mountain Home Bomber.
Now they're going to mark him at the, I tell you what, they go to the mark and they've backed him up a yard to the 36, so officially a 19-yard pass play. And the ball is kept. Now the pitch is to Hershberger. Hershberger on the 30, 25, out of bounds. He's going to be close to a first down.
Good job getting out of bounds that time. The player down.
One of the Bears is shaking up. That's Michael Williams, who's down and appears to be in a lot of pain. It's going to be a first down on the 26-yard line.
Mountain Home Bomber.
24 first downs on the night for Mountain Home. We've got an injured player. We'll take a break. 2:34 to play. The Bombers down by 14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
2:34 to play. Bombers with the ball at the 26 now of Sylvan Hills. Tabor to pass. It's intercepted at the 14-yard line. Picked off by Cole Bland. And Bland up the right sideline. This one may go.
Oh,
he's
going to
return this one 86 yards for a touchdown. Picked it off at the 14. Nope, there's two flags back here.
I started
two flags back at the 36-yard line.
There's a block in the back on the 20 right there, and there's something right back.
Took it to the end zone, but there is
Coach Withrow is out there checking on Mountain Home's quarterback, Dawson Tabor. He got hit, and he was slow getting up, and Coach Withrow was out there to check on him real quick to make sure he's okay. So an 86-yard touchdown return on the interception, but there's a block in the back that's going to bring it back. But the end result is it's a turnover for Mountain Home, and with 2:18 left, that may wrap it up.
Holding against the defense.
It can't be holding.
Nope, it was a block in the back.
That'd be a first down for us if it's holding.
The infraction occurred at the 36-yard line.
Against the offense.
They're going to mark the penalty.
Huh?
They're going to mark the ball back to the 26-yard line. And that is where the Bears will start this drive at their own 26-yard line after the penalty. Six penalties for 65 yards tonight against the Bears. Bombers have just one penalty on the night. Bombers just one timeout left, so the Bears will keep it on the ground here and try to run out the clock. 2:18 to play. Motion, the ball kept by McCoy, who was a little shaken up on the last play after he had the ball stripped away. He's going to lose a couple of yards on the play here. And the Bombers use their last timeout. 2:09 to play. It's 40-26 Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
2:09 to play. Sylvan Hills leads it 40-26. Bears looking at a 2nd and 12 here from their own 24-yard line. Second and 12. McCoy will give it. Boy, well played by the Bombers defensively as Boje is in there for the hit. Big loss of the play all the way back at the 18-yard line. It's a loss of 6.
Brought down by Brock Boje. Ball spotted at
they
the
marked
20,
him all the way back at the
14-yard
line, didn't they?
It's always that's a loss of 10. Right, where they're going to mark it.
Boy, it has been all night long. So a loss of 10 on the play. 1:34 to play. Third and about 21 here. The give on a sweep to the right side. Shoots into the ball game. Has the carry and it's going to be knocked out of bounds around the 20. So fourth and a bunch coming up. And we may have our first punt of the game.
May have the first punt of the game.
With 1:19 to play.
He's ran out of bounds. It is fourth down.
He picked up 6. They lost on the last play. So back to the 20. So it's fourth and 16. And for the first time tonight, it'll be a punt from the Bears. Tito Mendoza, who's the place kicker, also does the punting. Nobody back deep for Mount Home. Now they'll
back to punt number 4.
Send
Tito
one back
Mendoza.
Or not? Nope.
Now they're just going to put him in a deep safety spot right there.
And now timeout, Sylvan Hills. 1:17 to play. It's 40-26 Bears. You're listening
timeout.
To Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Mendoza in to punt for the Bears with 1:17 to go. Waiting for the snap is finally away. The Bombers coming after it. The snap's over his head out of the end zone for the safety. So it makes it 40-28.
Maybe that's why they don't punt very much.
It could
but
be.
It was. Ball was slick. Well, the ball hadn't been slick to throw. I don't know why he'd slick to snap, but that was well over his head.
So that makes it 40-28. Sylvan Hills with the lead with 1:15 to play. And now the Bombers will receive the free kick down by 12. We're on the road next Friday night. Final road trip of the year as Mountain Home makes the trip to Searcy to take on the Lions. If you looked at the Searcy score lately, Bob.
Still had a halftime score up. They hadn't updated
they
it.
They were
no,
down by 10 at halftime against Jonesboro tonight.
Let's see if they've updated any. No, it's still a halftime score, 17-7.
Jonesboro had that lead, so. It's a good Jonesboro, a good Searcy ball club.
Yes, it is. They throw the ball real well. And
Mason Chucker, who was the quarterback last year, threw the ball everywhere, mm-hmm. and they've replaced him this year with a young man who's having a great year as well. So our defense will definitely get tested next week.
They'll be tested again. We probably need to score 30 or 40 next week, too.
Yep, because boy, the Lions sure will. They're a high-powered offense. Mendoza's going to put the ball on the tee to kick it here.
Kaden Williams and Adam Sorrell back to receive.
1:15 to play. Don't forget that final game of the season, the home against West Memphis, is on a Thursday night.
Tito Mendoza will kick it away.
Mendoza with the approach and the kick. Williams has it bounce off his chest at the 28-yard line, picks it up at the 37 and is leveled back at the 34-yard line. They'll give us progress to the 35 or so, and that's where Mountain Home will start this drive.
That, you know, that happens kickoff sometimes when, the guys up front don't know that it's been fumbled and it throws off the timing, and, you know, you get land blasted like he did right there. That was –
he got hit hard.
Yes, he did.
Bombers have it at the 36-yard line. One 10 to play. Well, it was raining at halftime, so neither band got to perform. They're both warming up now. They're going to perform after the game's over. Seven Hills brought their band up tonight. Tabor back to pass. Looking to his right. Complete. That's a 45-yard line. Boy, great open field tackle. Alonzo with the catch, and Khalil Muhammad came up.
That was 23 with the catch. I'll
check Schwartz with the catch. Well, Muhammad with a great tackle.
Yes, it was.
An 8-yard pass play. Second and two coming up here. And the pass. This one's Alonzo. Nice grab. And he has a first down inside the 35 of the Bears, down to about the 33-yard line.
Well, that was a good throw and catch right there. Alonzo did a good job of catching it with his hands, got it up, brought it back down into his body.
Goes for 23 yards down to the 33 of the Bears. 43 seconds left. And the Bombers will clock it as Tabor throws it into the ground for the incomplete pass to stop the clock.
Dawson Tabor spikes the ball.
41 seconds to play. Well, Schwartz has been unable to play on defense with that AC joint injury. The doctor said, boy, he can't take shots trying to tackle somebody, but he's been able to play on the offense here. And he's a good receiver. Tabor looking right, and it's incomplete as he overshoots Dawson the intended receiver, and now we're going to have a flag at the end of the play, and we're going to have roughing the passer.
Well, there's a flag in the secondary, too.
Aha. The officials will talk about this.
On the play.
38 seconds to play. Officials still talking about it. They're going to mark this off against the Bears. We've got
ineligible participation.
Yeah, legal participation, and then roughing that one's declined, and then roughing the passer is
roughing
accepted.
Roughing the passer against the defense.
They had 12 on the field, I guess.
Well, that's one way to defend the pass.
Yeah, it is.
That's another Mountain Home Bomber.
Moves the ball down to the 18-yard line with the penalty. Tabor to pass across the middle. Oh, it's incomplete. It hit Pausch, and he couldn't haul it in. Boy, that was a nice pass.
It was nice, though, that time. Had him open over the middle, and just the lick he took, he should have caught it because he was going to get that lick regardless. But, boy, just nice throw.
Thirty-four seconds left Second and 10 here for Mountain Home. From the 18, Tabor to pass is complete. Swartz left side makes the catch inside the 10 at the 8. Bombers trying to hurry up. They're going to mark him.
Third and short.
Just shy of the first down marker. Third down here for Mountain Home. Tabor to pass again. Looking in zone. He went past one way. Alonzo had gone the other.
Complete. That brings up fourth and one.
So fourth and a yard here for Mountain Home. Ball's going to be spotted at the... Good grief, I don't know how they don't have a first down. The ball's at the 8-yard line. Yeah, the chain is just about to the 7. It's about the 7.5. The ball is just inside the 8. Tabor, a quick hitter. It's going to be complete inside the 5. First Dawson down Tabor's for Mountain Home.
Swartz
with another catch.
Good enough for a bomber.
The clock stops with 6 seconds left. They'll spot the ball. Where? About the 3. This will be the, well, the Bombers will clock it. Now this will be the final play coming up. 4 seconds left. Bombers will try to cut into the lead here. Alonzo will bring the play in from the sideline. 4 seconds to play. Alonzo and Swartz will be the wideouts on the left side. Pausch is tied on the right side. Final play of the game, possibly, and it's going to be incomplete, but there's a flag on the play. 2 seconds
Dawson
left.
Towns intended for Swartz, incomplete. There is a flag.
And we're going to get in defensive pass interference.
I don't know. Game can't end on a defensive penalty, but 2 seconds left. That's...
It is. Pass interference against the defense. That'll move the ball half the distance. So we're going to call it the 1-yard line.
That's another Mountain Home bomber.
...82 yards of penalties tonight against the Bears. So 2 seconds left here as the Bombers try to get a touchdown here before this one ends. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams on the handoff, and he's in for the touchdown from 1 yard out.
Touchdown, Bombers!
Final play of the game. The Bombers get the touchdown.
Junior Williams
now they'll get the
from 3 yards out.
Point after try. One-yard touchdown. Run for Junior Williams, and Mountain Home will kick the extra point here. Try to make it a 5-point game. Extra point is up, and it is good. That is going to wrap it up. Turns into a pretty wild one here tonight as Sylvan Hills wins its final score 40-35 over Mountain Home. We'll take a break. Post game show coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The leaves are falling and the seasons are changing. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. If your family is in need of a little extra help this season and you have children ages 12 and under in Baxter and Marion County, Angel Tree signups will be starting October 22nd. Give the Salvation Army a call today at 870-424-5708 for more information, or stop by the Salvation Army located at 121 Highway 201 North to pick up your appointment letter for the Angel Tree program. Let us assist you with the help and hope that you need for the holidays.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and it's available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack.